Thanks for joining Travel Lovers. This is Matt Javitt with Passport Joy Travel Talk, where we try to bring you all the exciting stuff with travel, even in crazy times like this. Today, I'm going to talk about where you might be able to travel as an American around the world. And I'm going to dive into a couple different lists there. Talk about an ultimate trip where I might go if I was looking to stay put for a little while, as well as some extremely unique opportunities in the travel world to take advantage of what is likely little or no tourism in some of these places. If you're just getting caught up with this show, thanks for joining. Really appreciate it. My name is Matt Javitt, part of a traveling duo with my wife, Nikki. We've had the unique opportunity to travel to over 50 countries in our lifetime. But the thing that was real cool was the idea that we traveled for 27 straight months to 35 countries on a career gap that ended about a year ago. So thank God we did it when we did, or we wouldn't have had that luxury to travel like we did, because I know there's people out there that have probably put their travel on pause. And we had the chance to take a full advantage and do it in a fun, crazy way, staying with a lot of families and experiencing great things around the world. So this is where we try to just give some of that back to the travel community, share our tips and insight, so hopefully you can experience similar things that we did on the journey and create your own experiences and have a blast educating yourself and enjoying it. So let's jump into it. Again, these are places, so I'm recording this on September the 10th, 2020, and things are locked down, especially for Americans. And I know this podcast has been downloaded in over 90 countries, which is super awesome. So I know that you're not all Americans listening to this. So this is definitely an American point of view. I know that the borders are opened up a great deal for other places around the world. So this is just a perspective as a U.S.-based traveler where I would potentially go if somebody came over and handed me a check and said, Matt, go. You and Nikki can go away for a little while. And here's some places you might want to go to. So, again, the fully opened areas to the U.S. right now, as of this date, per some of the places that I read and things I look at, here the short list is Albania, Belarus, Brazil, Mexico, North Macedonia, Serbia, Turkey, and Zambia. We've been to a few of those. I got struck by the travel bug big time on our trip to Istanbul, Turkey. We've been to Mexico a couple of times. Been to Brazil, both Rio and the Iguazu Falls, and Albania, where Nikki's sister and her brother-in-law is from that region, and we spent a week there with their family. So of this list, there's definitely some places that stick out to me and that we can travel to. Now, so there's beyond that list, so that's like really open to U.S. citizens for a place that you can go to. Beyond that list, there's a bunch of places that are open with slight restrictions. And then the restrictions are essentially you got to test COVID negative within a few hours or 72 hours before leaving. You got to show those results, or some places it's you just need it 5 days before. And some are less than 10 days before. That's like Jamaica. But a lot of the islands are extremely welcoming. The Caribbean islands near us, Antigua, Aruba, Barbados, Bermuda, Costa Rica in Central America, the Dominican Republic, Honduras, Jamaica, and then the Saints, St. Bart, St. Lucia, St. Martin, St. Vincent, so and Turks and Caicos. All those places are extremely intriguing to me. The only caveat is you tend in September, October, November to get into kind of the storm season. We've already seen a hurricane come through southern parts of the U.S., so you always got to kind of keep your eye on that. If you're doing like last-minute type stuff and you're on Southwest Airlines or something like that and you're looking at these places and trying to find creative ways to get down there, those are all intriguing as well. But I guess for me, when I looked at the list, you got all these amazing exotic islands. Of those places, I've only been to a few. And you've got the other places that I named before. If somebody said you can go away for 2 weeks, So if you're somebody that's like, man, I really want to travel, I don't know where to go, and you had probably two and a half weeks that you got to burn through vacation or something like that, I would do, personally, I would do Albania, Croatia. So Croatia, you have to have a negative COVID-19 test results within 48 hours of your trip. So maybe you fly into Croatia first. Nikki and I have had the chance to go to Croatia twice. 1 week we spent on a yacht. It was a yacht. It's called Yacht Week. It was pretty awesome. If you look up Yacht Week, you'll see all the details on it. But essentially, you're on a boat with eight people. In our case, eight people total. It was seven individuals. It was Nikki and I, her sister and her husband. They were boyfriend and girlfriend at that time, and then three singles. One was from, if I remember correctly, Dubai, one was from Houston, and one was from the UK. And then we had a skipper who was Canadian. And we just were in a boat for 7 days, touring around Croatia. And the cool part was there's 50 other boats out there at the same time. And that was epic, because every night you go to a different port. You tie up basically and have a great dinner, and then there was DJs and stuff. So you dance deep into the night and just have fun meeting a bunch of new people. And that was part of my early stages of travel as well, where I just fell in love with Europe and the Adriatic Sea and just the beauty of it all, and made me want to go back again. So Nikki and I spent 2.5 weeks there during our journey around the world, and jumping to different islands, and had a chance to really stay on the islands and take it all in. So we love Croatia, really love Croatia. Dubrovnik, VIS is our favorite island. So I would definitely, if I had a chance to go somewhere, especially right now in the fall time, Croatia, Albania, Montenegro is also pretty open as well. You just got to have that negative COVID-19 test within 72 hours. And by the way, all of this is changing all the time with what the restrictions are. So make sure you check the websites, the proper websites, to understand what you have to do in order to get into some of these countries. But that would be an awesome trip, because those three countries are all near each other. And you could, with the beauty of Albania, now we stayed in a beach town called Dermi, which is gorgeous. And it has, sometimes people think of Albania as, because it's not in the Schengen, so it's not one of the main countries of Europe, but man, it is gorgeous, and it is growing like crazy. Dollar goes a real long way, and you do have a good infrastructure. It's not always real easy to get in between the different towns based on some of the road restrictions, but it's still a gorgeous, gorgeous country. Nick and I took a bus from one of their main cities that we flew into to Dermi, which is like about a 4-hour bus ride, I think it was. But once you get to Dermi, it's gorgeous. And there's a lot of these small little beach towns. Again, Albania, Croatia, Montenegro would be an amazing 2.5-3 week trip if you had time built up, because nobody can go anywhere. So a lot of people are sitting on a lot of time off. So if you wanted to get out of the country, go to Europe, be just 6 or 7 hours ahead, so the time difference isn't massive. You could probably even work a little bit remote if you had to. That would be my ideal trip. Now, beyond that, obviously the islands, any island you pick it, you put it in a hat and pull it out. Barbados, Aruba, St. Barts, any of those places are amazing. So those would all be on a list. Mexico, we've got friends that, I got one friend in particular spending a month in Mexico right now. I'm anxious to hear about that. I had another friend that just went down to Cancun, found an amazing last minute trip for like $800, flights included, all-inclusive hotel. So there's deals like that out there. And I guess that's the caveat with all this, right? You got to be okay with the comforts of travel. If you're considering travel at all, I'm assuming that you're in the mind frame of beyond the risk, or just making sure you're taking preventative actions to make sure that you combat anything that you might run into on an airplane or during the travel process. And that's kind of my mind frame, right? Is we understand the risks. So as we're getting into it, you're wearing the mask properly, you're socially distancing, all those things. So obviously, when you're looking at travel, I'm assuming that's you're in the same mind frame as I am. So those would be the places that I would look to as U.S. If you are someone that says, okay, this is a unique opportunity, because not many people are traveling, and there's a few places around the world you can go to right now to take advantage of that. And you've got a chunk of travel funds you're trying to tap into, and you probably have more than 2 weeks, probably 2.5 weeks or so. There's some places right now that we can travel to that are nuts. And the fact that there's not going to be a lot of people there, and you might get a better experience because there'll probably be a more hands-on approach because there's not a lot of tourism. So all those places that haven't had tourism for 6 months and they just can't wait for travelers to come back in their area, so they're going to treat you the right way. You're gonna get extra special treatment. The level of security is probably going to be good. All those things are going to be factors. There's places right now that are amazing that we can go to that are on this list, that if all these things line up for you and you can get away, then I would really consider these. The first one that pops out to me is Egypt. You just have to have a negative COVID test within the last 72 hours. And Egypt is probably, it's always under some sort of, there's turmoil. There's turmoil on not a regular basis, but there's an ebb and flow of turmoil in Egypt. So you want to keep your eye on that. But if you have the opportunity to travel there and take in all that Egypt has to offer, I've never been. We've got a close friend that's Egyptian, and hopefully one day we'll get a chance to travel with him back to his country. But if you had a chance to travel now to Egypt, that would be amazing. And then there's a few African countries that I would jump all over. Rwanda, Tanzania, Ghana, and Kenya are all open right now for us to travel to as Americans. And then you have Dubai and the Maldives both jump out to me as places that would be really cool to go to in these times. And again, these are like partial restrictions. The negative COVID test within 96 hours, travel insurance and a health form for Dubai, and similar for the Maldives. And then the one place that would be nuts right now is the French Polynesian, because of the weather is probably pretty solid going into their summer months in that area. If you're booking for like October, November range, even December, if there's not a lot of travel down there in some of those remote islands in that part of the world, you're going to have an amazing experience. So if with the lack of travel that's been going on, there's likely a ton of great deals going on in the French Polynesian. So would highly consider that as well. And then if you're a long-term traveler looking for a place to maybe settle in for, I don't know, a month or two, or even 3 months, that you're somewhere that you want to go somewhere. Again, I haven't looked into the visa restrictions, but if you want to go somewhere and you're like, I just want to get away from, realistically, get away from America during the election cycle because the chaos that's on our doorstep with everything that's coming up. And you're like, I just want to go somewhere, get away, and enjoy life for 3 months during this fall and winter season. A few places that jumped out to me on the list were Ireland, because when you get to Ireland, you just have to self-isolate for 14 days. So if you're going somewhere for a long time, you just get to the country, get to your Airbnb, you isolate, you do all the proper things. And then once you're there, then you can take advantage of everything that the country has to offer. Ecuador is a similar case. When you get there, Ecuador, they use the U.S. dollar. There's some great beach and coastlines down there. And there's some huge expat communities. So if you had a chance to go down there and take it all in, you're going to get some good summer months coming up, some warm weather. And then it's real American friendly down there. It's a great place to be. And then two other places I've yet to be that I would absolutely go to would be South Korea. Again, the mandatory 14-day quarantine. The only thing with South Korea is we've seen, it's our media feeding us this, but we've seen kind of the restrictions when there's outbreaks and how they lock down their country. So that's something you got to take in consideration. And Ethiopia was the other one that jumped out on my list. Ethiopia is a place that we've heard many great things about from other travelers. And that's a place where, if given the opportunity, they have a 14-day quarantine. But if you were looking for somewhere that you were going to go for a month or 6 to 8 weeks, and that was an opportunity to do that, that would be cool because the dollar goes a long way. Amazing culture and just a different experience, especially in times like this. So that's it. But again, my ultimate trip would be Albania and Croatia, a mix of those two with Montenegro as the third added into that. But choose wisely. Do your research. I think the best thing you could do, if it's possible, is kind of go last minute. And the reason is with all the deals out there and the fact that all these airlines are allowing you to change your tickets very last minute, you can look at the weather. So you can actually like look out a week and say, okay, it's going to be super nice in Jamaica. Maybe that's our spot. Or you're looking out and you know that one side of Mexico, whether it's maybe you're trying to go to Cabo, San Lucas, you're like, let's go to Cabo because it's going to be gorgeous and they've got this cheap deal. That's a last minute deal. And we go down there for a week and or 10 days or something like that. So just consider that, taking all the deals, choose wisely, have a blast and enjoy yourself, because it doesn't look like I'm going to have a chance to leave. So I'm going to live through other people's photographs on Instagram and stuff like that. Since I'm not really going to be traveling anywhere like this in the near future. Thanks so much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. As always, please check out World Barbershop Adventures on Amazon Prime. Again, that's me and barber chairs around the world, and showing the cultures in the barbershops and everything that goes into it. Give me a quick thumbs up, or I guess it's like a like on Amazon if you can. That would really help. And any comments that you might want to leave on Apple or any of the websites out there that take comments or positive notes, I would really appreciate it. Like this one from Apple, from Bobby. It says, enjoy the podcast, Matt. Keep up the great work. I personally love to listen to all your insight as someone who has traveled to 2 to 3 countries a year. Keep all the great content coming. Thank you, Bobby, so much for that comment. Really appreciate it. And all those that leave comments and send notes and emails and stuff like that. That stuff goes a long way, and I really appreciate it. But that is it. Please have fun. Journey on, and look forward to hearing where you might travel to next. Until then, take care.